This is how effective a list is. It's the most important asset of your company. It's not your paying customers. It's not your staff. It's your list. If any reputable company wanted to buy your company one day, the first question they're going to ask you is, how big is your list? That's it.
Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Politano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training.
We're always working one quarter behind. So if you're trying to get results for something right now, the work should have already been done 3 months ago, realistically speaking. In business, 9 times out of 10, preparation and intentionality is required for you to have sustainability. Anybody can get lucky and go viral one video. For those of you that post videos, every single one of your videos don't go viral. Right, unless you're like a Kardashian. It requires intentionality and preparation. There are things that you're working on right now that will yield you results right now. But you also cannot lose focus and lose sight of that. You have to invest in things now so you can reap the results later on. There's not going to be a harvest if there's no seed on the ground. So right now, the seeds that you're sprinkling on the ground is for a harvest for 3 months from now, right? In business, the year is split in four quarters, right? Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. January, February, March is Q1. April, May, June is Q2. July, August, September is Q3. October, November, December is Q4. January, February, March are the best months for credit repair. Like, I've been doing this going on 13 years now. January, February, March have always been the best months that we've had in business. Always, 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 always. Without fail, January, February, March have always been the best months. It's where the majority of our enrollments, the majority of our revenue comes from, is from those months. So you got to think about, what do you want to harvest come the best time of year for the credit repair space, for the credit repair industry? What do you want to harvest? That's the seed they have to start putting on the ground today. There's one thing that is the most important asset that any company has. It's your list. What do you mean your list? Like a groceries list? No. Your list, meaning your contacts, whether they're leads or clients or old clients, happy clients, pissed off clients, happy leads, only your list. There's a story, which I've learned from Russell Brunson, that talks about, I believe Skype bought eBay or eBay bought Skype. It was one of those. But one company bought the other, not because they couldn't replicate what the other company did, but it's because they couldn't replicate the list that that company already had, right? So when you think about that for a second, look, if anyone ever wants to sell their business, the most important question is going to be, how big is your list? It's your data. It's your customer data, right? How many contacts do you have in your list? Name, email, phone number, or just name and email, right? The more name, email, phone number, better. Name and email minimum, right? That's what really puts a value on a business. Because if I want to buy your business, I want to buy your contact list. Your profit margins matter, of course, but if I have your list, and I do the same thing that you do, then I could just market what you do to your list at my profit margins and I'll be okay, right? So the point here is all this to say that right now, October, November, December, your primary focus should be build your list. Build your list. The more people you can have in your list, the better. Because January, February, March, everybody on your list, they're trigger happy. They're ready to click and buy and click and book a call and click and click. Because historically in the credit repair space, January, February, March are the best months in for the industry. So what you're putting on the ground right now is lead magnets, right? To collect leads, to collect data, to build your list. I'm not saying you're not going to market to that list today. Sure you will. Why not? You'd be stupid not to. You don't want to just collect a list and then sit on it. No, start actively marketing on that list. But January, you're going to have a list of 100, 200, 500 people, 1,000 people, I don't know. And there are buyers and buyers and buyers on that list come January, February, March. This is not only the best time of the year, but you can have an insane one-time offer to motivate even more buyers to come in, right? So imagine this for a second. Hypothetically, say you got a list of 500 people. And when I say a list of 500 people, I'm saying you have the name and emails at least of 500 people who are interested in credit repair, right? Hopefully name, email, and phone number of 500 people that are interested in credit repair. January, you, right, blast something like a promotion to your list, create some clever fix your credit, blah, blah, blah campaign, blast it out to that list, and 50 people buy, right? 10% of your list will buy. This is all just hypotheticals, right? But you could strike while the iron is hot. And instead of just having your traditional service, you can have like your offer for the first 10 people only. You will provide them with the credit repair, but you will also do XYZ. That's a one-time offer. It's building value for your offer. And instead of just getting 50 people to buy, maybe now you get 75 or 80 people to buy. So would you rather have 50 people buying or 75 or 80 people buying? Right? Of course you want more. So here's what you should be thinking about. How are you going to build your list? And not or, what is going to be your special offer that's going to be above and beyond what you already do for every single one of your clients? And if you don't have any clients yet, you have an idea of what you would be doing. What is an add-on? What is something more that you can give so that the perceived value of your program is so much higher? So those are the two things that right now you should actively be building your list. You should always be building your list. Always. Always. Right? Always be building your list. But come January, February, March, you want to make sure that you already have that one-time offer, like that one thing that's going to really spice up your credit repair program, right? What is going to be that one thing? So I don't know, like French fries are good, but when you dip French fries in ketchup, it's just that much better. And I don't care what you said, right? So I'll pay $2 for French fries, but I'll pay $5 if it comes with ketchup. Does that make sense? Like that's just like a stupid example, but it's a real example. Like I literally would buy French fries for $2, but if it comes with ketchup, I'll pay $5 for the French fries. Not because the ketchup is worth $3, but the perceived value for me is like, man, it's going to be so much tastier to dip that French fry in the ketchup. So good. You need that. Not that it's always running in your business. This isn't like your always offer, because then it loses value, right? But you could maybe two to three times a year use that to spice it up. You sell French fries all day long. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, you sell French fries. But in January and in June, anybody who buys French fries will also get ketchup. And you're going to get that many more buyers just because now they're also going to get ketchup. Those are two things that I want everybody to be actively thinking on and working on right now. Build your list, number one. And that's something you should always be doing. Always be building your list. Number two, what is going to be your one-time offer? All right? What is going to be your one-time offer? For everybody who signs up for your credit repair program, what else can you do for them? What else can you give them? Because you're going to get that many more clients. If originally you would have enrolled 50, because you have the catch-up, you're now going to enroll 75 to 80, if not 100, if not twice as many. Way back in the day, there used to be those infomercials. Well, I think they still exist today. But wait, if you call now, we'll give you another spray paint can vacuum thing, Scrub Daddy, for free. If you call within the next 10 minutes. But wait, there's more. Not that. Not, but wait, there's more. But wait, if you do it now, Big difference, guys. Big difference. Because then you're creating urgency and scarcity. Urgency and scarcity. People sometimes buy out of fear, FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. If you call now, we will also do this. But wait is just part of what you're doing. We're going to give you a credit audit. We're going to review your credit report line by line with you with a fine tooth comb. We're going to let you know what's good, what's bad. And we're going to write dispute letters to the credit bureaus, disputing those inaccurate derogatory size out from the credit report. But wait, there's more. We will also help you build positive credit while repairing your negative credit. But wait, there's more. That's just part of the offer. But for the first 10 people that book a call, I will also insert your ketchup. But wait, there's more. It's just making your offer sexy because your offer needs to be sexy. It needs to be irresistible, right? Alex Ramosa talks about building an irresistible offer where people feel stupid saying no. Why would someone want to buy credit repair from Ernesto instead of Brian? Why would somebody want to buy credit repair from Roger instead of John? Why? There's something about your company that makes you different. What's your secret sauce? What's your Krabby Patty's secret formula for your business? You all need to have one. That's what I'm talking about. You need to have different strategies to be able to grow your business because there's a lot of CROs out there. There's a lot of credit repair companies out there. Why would somebody buy from you instead of someone else? It's because of what is your irresistible offer? What does that look like for your company? Man, I have to go with Tim's company because Tim's credit repair company is the only one that will do this. The other companies that I've talked to never even mentioned that as part of their services. Tim's company is going to help me with that. Think about that. Let me give you guys a silly but effective example of what we've done. Okay. For the first 10 people that sign up, this isn't the, but wait, there's more piece of it. This is the, if you do it now, right? But wait, there's more. If you buy credit repair, you're also going to get credit building. But if you do it now, within the next 15 minutes, we'll throw in a second one free, right? That's what the infomercials on TV do. For us, it'll be, look, but for the first 10 people that sign up, we'll actually not only dispute with the credit bureaus, we'll also dispute directly with the collection agencies, the banks, the credit unions, the courthouses. Most credit repair companies only dispute with the credit reporting agency, meaning Experience with Equifax. With us, for the first 10 people only, for free, included in your credit repair program, we will also dispute with the data furnishers directly. We'll send letters directly to the debt collector. We'll send the letters directly to the bank and the credit card company, not just the credit bureaus, but only for the first 10 people. For consumers who have lick of knowledge about what that means, very high perceived value. Wait, not only are they doing that, they're also going to send it directly to the debt collector? For them, it's like, right? For us, it's like, well, yeah, duh, of course, we're going to dispute with the furnishers and the bureaus. They don't know that. If they came from a Lexington Law or wherever, all they got was 5 disputes per one bureau per month. Very different perceived value. You could also do, for the first 10 people that sign up, they get the second credit repair for half off. So if you have a spouse, if you have a friend, if you have a sibling that wants to jump in and fix their credit with you, you'll both get it for half off. This is just to start jogging your brain for you guys to start thinking about not what the, but wait, there's more part of your offer is, the if you do it now part of your offer is. The but wait, there's more is something that should always exist in your offer. It's what makes it irresistible. What makes your offer irresistible is the but wait, there's more part, right? Let's talk about building a list, okay? There is one really effective way to build a list that is just on autopilot, right? Like I have ads running on Facebook with the sole purpose of building my list. It's ads that I'm running that I don't even care if I get conversions from them. I don't even care if people are enrolling or signing up because of those ads, because those ads are simply to build my list. Because every quarter, I'm blasting my list. Every January, I'm blasting my list. The more people on that list, the more enrollments I will get. This is how effective a list is. It's the most important asset of your company. The most important asset of your company is your list. It's not your paying customers. It's not your staff. It's your list. Okay. If any reputable company wanted to buy your company one day, the first question they're going to ask you is, how big is your list? That's it. All right. Yeah, they're going to want to know other stuff, but only after they know how big your list is. So how do you build a list? Well, your list should be something that you're doing all the time through your social media, right? Like you guys should be posting daily. I mean, we talk about this all the time. I don't like the camera. The eyeballs are where they are. Eyeballs. Social media, it has the eyeballs. You know, what was that one thing the Lamborghini said? Like, we don't put commercials on TV because our buyers aren't watching TV. That's what Lamborghini said. Like, you see Toyota and Honda and whatever, Nissan, until you're blue in the face, commercials on television. In the Super Bowl, right? But you will never see a Lamborghini commercial or a Ferrari commercial on, or a McLaren. You'll never see one of those commercials on TV. Why? Because their target audience is not watching commercials. I'm fast forwarding. Like, I record my shows and I fast forward my stuff. Like, I'm sitting here watching commercials, or maybe they don't even watch TV. I don't know. I love TV. Like, that's my kryptonite. Like, that's how I relax. Like, I sit in bed. I put my zero gravity on and I put Netflix on. Like, yeah, but I'm not watching commercials. So Lamborghini said, we don't advertise on television through commercials because our target audience is not there. Bro, you know that on social media, that's where all people who need credit repair are congregating. That's the pond that they're in. They're just there. And you don't have a line in the water because you're camera shy. Well, go catch your alligator somewhere else because you're not going to catch it there. You don't have the right bait. So social media is the best place for you to build your list. Now, there are different ways that you can leverage social media to build your list, right? One way is through your organic content. You post reels and stories and static posts. That should be building your list. You should have a call to action to always click link in my bio for whatever to build your list. Or you can also run ads on social media. Give Zuckerberg your money. And he'll show your ads to people who want your service or who are interested in your services. Building your list. You can build your list by going to networking events. Those dumb business cards that people hand you, that's your list. Meeting mortgage brokers, that's your list. Like, you're always building your list. Meaning, you should be getting leads daily. You may not be getting enrollments daily, but your list should be growing daily. That's your number one focus, is to grow your list. The number one time constraint that credit repair business owners have is that they end up getting tied up in the business. So then they have no time to be out growing their list. They're learning how to do CFPB complaints. They're learning what is the most effective dispute strategy today? Is it Metro 2? Is it factual? Is it consumer law? Is it the 609 letter? Is Dispute Panda better than Prodigy Cert? Who the hell cares? That's not what you need to care about. You need to be building your damn list. Let somebody else handle that crap for you. Let somebody else do the research. You should be building your list because nobody's out there building your list. Your VA is not going to build your list. Your dispute team's not going to build your list. The mailman that picks up the dispute letter is not building your list. Only you can build your list. So your focus is in building your list. What do we do to build our list? What do we do to build our list? We run ads. If you've noticed, do some organic stuff. But with the time that I've had over the last few months, organic hasn't been my jam. So I've been putting money into Facebook, right? Because you either have money or you have time. People who have money don't have time. People who have time don't have money. That's generally how it works. I'm not saying it's impossible to have both, but generally your currency is either, man, I don't have any money. The only thing I got is time, or I don't have no time, but I got money. Who are you? Do you have money or do you have time or do you have both? If you have both, great. Go all in on both. But if you only have one, that's the only thing you got. You got to work with what you got. So if you got money, you're going to go run ads on Facebook to build your list. If you got time, you're going to create content and go to networking events and go meet affiliates and go, all these things that don't cost you any money. They only cost you your time. That's how you build your list, right? So you run a simple ad to a DIY credit repair kit. Oh, it's coming together now, isn't it? Somebody's going to give you their name and your own phone number because they want your free do-it-yourself credit repair kit. Every single person that gives you their name, email, and phone number because they want your free do-it-yourself credit repair kit, they need credit repair. They may not want to buy it today, be able to buy it today, but they need it. Or else, why are they giving you their information for something they don't need? That's stupid. I don't walk into a store and buy something that I have no use for. You buy things that you need or that you're interested in. So that's a way. The other way is 5 tips, you know, your free ebook of 5 tips to quickly improve your credit score, right? Or your best friend, ChatGPT, right? We've been using ChatGPT a lot recently. Go to ChatGPT and say, give me 20, whatever, give me 10 ideas for a lead magnet to attract people who need credit repair services. Please give me 10 different subjects of ebooks that I can write about to attract people who are interested in fixing their credit. This is just step one. So the credit repair blueprint, a step-by-step guide to understanding and improving your credit score, debunking credit myths, common misconceptions about credit scores and the truth behind them, mastering credit reports, building credit from scratch, credit card strategies, debt snowball, understanding credit utilization, the impact of collections, credit repair for entrepreneurs, long-term credit help. So these are 10 different ideas, right? So I like this one here, the credit repair blueprint, a step-by-step guide to understanding and improving your credit score, right? So, Pip, please write me a 5-page ebook for number one. Here's a table of contents, right? It gave you the table of contents. And now he's writing. Introduction, understanding your credit score, assessing your credit situation, creating a credit repair plan, building positive credit, blah, conclusion. Boom. So you can copy and paste this into like a Google Doc, copy and paste that into a Google Doc. And then you can go to like Fiverr.com and you can hire somebody and pay them like 10 bucks to make an ebook out of that. I will design professional ebook, workbook, PDF, and lead magnet. So this guy right here for $10, look at that. So he'll design something. Imagine if it looks like this, right? You got a page with a nice DF there in the front or a nice cover page, blah, 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 right? You pay this guy $10 and you share this document with him and you tell him you want him to add images and create a cover and all that. And he's going to make this look really, really pretty for you, right? He's going to make it look like this, right? Somebody created a 7-day CRO cover for my book from Fiverr. Well, let me give you a different example. This one right here. 3-step blueprint to $10,000 a month in your business, right? This is the designed book. It's just, it has the words, it has the branding, it has the images, right? It has a picture. Okay, great. That is what somebody created from a Google Doc. This Google Doc became that ebook. I'm trying to show you that it's not difficult, expensive for you guys to create a lead magnet, right? For 10 bucks or do it yourself. Go on Canva and design your own thing. Like you don't, again, you either have time or you have money. If you don't have $10, then you got time to go on Canva and figure out how to add images and do the ebook cover and do all that stuff. But you got to have something of value to give away for people that are interested in what you have, which is credit repair. Nobody's going to download a DIY credit repair kit if you're interested in a mobile car wash service. How do you build a list? You get a lead magnet and then you run traffic to that page. I don't care where you are in your business today. I don't care if you even have a business name yet. Maybe you just got started. Maybe you don't even have like a website yet. Go to week 12 of CRO Bootcamp. You jump in here, you go to classroom, you go to the CRO Bootcamp, you go down to week 12, pre-work for running Facebook ads. And you're going to watch week 12, 13, 14, 15. You're going to watch these 3 weeks. This is me teaching you the A to Z on how to run ads for your credit repair business, including the lead bag. Like, I'm giving you a DIY credit repair kit that you're going to make your own. This is the whole kit. This is yours. I've written this and I've given it to you. All the letter templates are here. Everything is here. You're going to put your brand name on this. You're going to slap your logo on here. You're going to put your credit repair company on name here. And boom, you already got a lead magnet. It's here. And this is going to be your freebie. Download my free DIY credit repair kit. And I teach you how to build a funnel. I teach you how to put the page together. I teach you how to put the automation together. I teach you how to do all of that in weeks 12, 13, 14, 15. Every single one of you guys should be focusing on building your list, because the iron is getting hot. You guys want to be able to blast that list at that point in time and get buyers out of it. The list isn't enough. You also need that one-time offer, that one thing that if you do it now, we normally don't do this. This isn't part of our services, but if you do it now for the first 10 people only, we will also XYZ.